We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. We're brought to you by our friends at Tupelo Honey downtown and happyplacehemp.com. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here for the kickoff of this program. First of all, on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, I had to move. I'm in front of nothing. This is as decrepit as it gets. I am truly a basement podcaster. I'll be in the studio, Steve's in a little later today, all nice and ritzy and fancy. But right now, at my house, I look like I'm a captive. And speaking of that studio, Monday night, after nearly 2 years, local programming back on the air with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the basketball postgame show. Thanks to our friends at Pato Sportsbook. Sparky, welcome back. You never left, really, but you did, so welcome back.
Yeah, it was fun. Like you said, it's been a while since I got to do a sports talk show on a radio. I've been doing the podcast, Green and Growing, Curt and Long, and Spare Time Bowling Show podcast this whole time, and doing a bunch of interviews on the 1250 website and the Odyssey app. If you've missed me, you always can go back and listen to all of them. I do them during the week. Still, we'll continue to do those during the week. But yeah, a great step forward for the station. And it was fun getting to talk to, you know, some of the old listeners that we used to have back in the day. Q called in, Tony in Texas. And I think Tony in Texas is on your podcast, right, from time to time. So
he may pop in today. Who knows? Yep.
Talked to a lot of those guys that called in last night. Greatly appreciate it. And as I said last night on the show, and I know you believe the same thing, for me, a good talk show is one that has a lot of listener interaction and you're going back and forth with the listeners. That's what it's all about. And you know, if you all missed the Bart Winkler show on Monday night and Margaret calling in, you all missed it, because that was some of the best radio I've tell you I've heard in a long time. I was laughing in my car driving home from here after doing the post game show. She was so good. It was amazing. Bart dropping his one-liners on her, and half the time she didn't know what he was talking about. And it was really funny. So anyways, go ahead.
No, I did have a caller last night, Margaret. Sorry, I'm futzing around. Literally nothing is working. Fucking Christ.
I don't know. You sound fine. You look fine. Just talk. Just continue to go. Yeah.
And she called because we had been talking. I play up the fact that I'm just a hippie or a local, just a redneck in the Midwest. Like, I play up the East Coast, West Coast, we're flyover country. And
yep.
She called to tell me that she used to live in Chicago and she's smart and her dad was smart. And then she goes, yeah, New York. I went and these five guys came up to me and I thought they were going to hip check me. I said, did they? And she goes, no.
Yep. That was a great story.
And she just kept talking and talking and talking. And yeah, sometimes I'll prepare a show. So I got a whole show prepared. I got running backs to talk about. I got franchise tags. I got NBA stuff. And then, you know, people call and I enjoy that. And it just kind of like I end up doing crowd work for 4 hours is what I do.
It's great. I absolutely love it. It is. I think it's a great show. I enjoy listening to it. So keep up the good work, Bert.
Well, I'm happy to be kicked off from time to time for the post game. So it was a long time, but did it, like, I don't know. People always ask me if it's weird to be back there. It's not.
You never left either. You've been in the building really the whole time, filling in at CBS. Yeah.
Yeah. I never really left, but I didn't use that studio. This is inside now, but I didn't use that studio as
right.
much.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's fun. I'm glad that it all worked out. Stuff like this normally doesn't happen. So to be in the position, to kind of bring this thing back maybe again, is pretty cool. And it starts with the post game show and we'll be on after every game. So when the buzzer sounds, you make the switch to 1250, just like you did for, what was it? 16 years, 17 years, whatever it was. And we continue to do our thing, right? We play highlights after the game, maybe get some player or coach on after the game too. We'll have guests on from time to time, as well. And regardless of game time. So now we're going on a West Coast trip, which means I'll be on the air from like 11:30 to like 1 a.m. Be walking out of the building with Bart when I get off the air, coming up the next couple of Wednesday and Friday games.
Yeah. So, you're by yourself though.
I am. Yeah. Rolling by myself, baby. One man show for the time being. I mean, we're going to be hiring producers. Producers will be coming in. And I think it'll be in relatively short order. But either way.
Now you get to have a taste of what Horvat dealt with when he was doing the Bart Winkler pregame show.
Oh, I remember that from 5 to 6 in the morning back in the day. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing crazy. I mean, it's possible you could do it. It's not a big deal. And for me, it's not something permanent. We're just in the process of kind of rebuild this thing. So we'll get a producer or two in here and away we go.
So the postgame show, for the time being, again, after the Bucks games, people I'm sure have asked you, you know, they can't even just like enjoy this more. So they're going to want to know if there's a bigger plan. Are we just playing it day by day?
Yes. Yes. Day by day would be the accurate term of how this is going to go. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where this is headed one way or the other, but I can tell you I'm very, very happy with where we are right now. And the leadership we're under. Jason Bjorkstrand is the general manager here, and he loves sports talk radio. He's a big sports talk guy, so that's cool. Our regional boss, Brian Purdy, he's a big sports talk guy too. So all of this lines up for good things, I think, for 1250 going ahead. But as far as what's next, you know, as of right now, it's kind of day by day. We take it as it is. This was a big first hurdle to get back over, to get it back on the air to begin with. So now we'll just see how we go.
Well, good to have you back again, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and you did a Bucks post-game show, and so that was a pretty good game to get back on the air with, where Giannis is out, obviously, that sucks, and then the Bucks, okay, Dame's shooting well, and then they go down, and it's like, all right, I mean, no Giannis, whatever, and then whether it's Doc Rivers inspired or, you know, Bobby Portis and AJ Green and Dame, these guys finishing the quarter, Pat Beverly's work, it seems like, as messy as this year's been, they may have found something. I still have a hard time actually judging the Milwaukee Bucks outside of the playoffs. I think this is a team that you judge them in the playoffs, but they've been through a lot. And this is I think, with the 6-game winning streak, this is the most reason for optimism that I think we can have as Bucks fans up to this point.
They look like a top team now. This is how they should have looked all year. But now they look like a team that knows what they're doing. They look like a professional basketball team. I don't know if you could really say that during parts of this season, that they look like a professional basketball team. Yes, they were the 2 seed, but the defense was all unorganized. Players throwing their hands up in the air, pointing at one another, pointing at the coach, looking at the coach for something to be called play-wise. There's a lot of stuff that was all jacked up. Giannis and the Eric name piece. A couple weeks back, talking about how he was running drills maybe Eric said it. Either way, it's in the piece. Giannis is running drills for the team, showing guys how to run drills, coming up with drawing up plays, all this stuff. And then they hired Doc. And Giannis is like, oh, I can sleep better now. You know, Doc's our coach. What? I mean, my God, he should be the MVP just for having to do all of that for the first half of the season and lead his team to a 2 seed when he was essentially having to do everything by himself, it sounds like. So, you know, outside looking in, you don't realize how bad it is. And then you start hearing stuff after the fact. And you're like, oof, that's bad. And the fact that you're able to be the 2 seed is something. So I knew Doc was going to get them to look good and be good again going into the playoffs the way they should have looked all year. So I knew this was coming. You know, I had faith that he'd figure this out. My faith level in him is not all that high when it comes to the playoffs. They're going to have to overcome him to win, just like the Bucks had to overcome Bud to win. It's going to be no different here. Now, from a talent perspective, it's probably the most talent he's had on a team, more so than what he had in Philly, more so than what he had with the Clippers. He had no Giannis. He had no Damian Lillard like that. Middleton, Brooke Lopez. I mean, that's starting five. Pretty damn good. Now, the depth on this team, you're only going to play, what, three guys maybe? Two, three guys. We get into playoff rotations, probably about eight deep. So you're not going to play a ton of guys. You're not going to play the young guys. He's already shown he's not going to play the young guys outside of A.J. Green here or there. So we'll see what happens. With Adrian Griffin, I think people thought, never going to get out of the second round. Now, with Doc Rivers, I think people think, okay, they can get to play Boston, Eastern Conference Finals, and then let's see what happens and see how this whole thing plays out and, you know, see if Doc, with all this talent, can figure out a way to win another championship, because there are people born, you know, that are fairly old. You know, maybe they're driving a car by this point since the last time Doc won a championship. Garnett was on that team. He's retired. Ray was on that team. He's retired. Rondo's gone. I mean, that was the last time he won a championship. So, don't to win one here, everybody says, oh, they got a lot to prove. I don't know. Doc Rivers is the one that has a lot to prove. Like, if he don't win a championship now, he may be done. I mean, he just may be in a TV booth after this, kind of going forward, and that might be fine with Doc. I don't know how much longer Doc Rivers wants to coach. He's not a spring chicken. So, you know, kind of see how this whole thing plays out. I think there's more pressure on Doc than anybody.
Yeah, there's a lot on Doc. I think that, you know, Giannis has won one, so that's good. I would like for them to win another one, especially for sure, paired with Dame. So there might be some pressure there. Ultimately, it's just it's how those guys play. Again, Middleton's been out for a long time. We could talk about that. I think, like, what you saw last night, that interaction between Portis and Beverly was very reminiscent of the – I mean, much bigger stage back then, but P.J. Tucker and Giannis, when they realized they won the championship and they were – just like going back and like that was happening last night. And the trade deadline maybe wasn't as like wild or sexy as people wanted, but I think that's a very stealth move to go get Pat Beverly. Campaign wasn't doing anything really for you. The Sixers are competing and contending. And I don't think Embiid was out at that time, or either way, they didn't know how long it would be, but they're still competing. And to realize that, not just Patrick Beverly as a player, but I think what that trade did was inject something. You know, he had that thing with Dame, so maybe it was uncomfortable, and they were able to get that and now emerge. Him and Bobby on the same team is like, wow, what a menace that's going to be for a bunch of people. So really, I mean, very low-key trade, but huge trade for what we've seen so far.
Can't stand Pat Beverly. Never have. Can't stand him. Now, again, he's on the box
now.
I don't know. I definitely don't love him. But he's on the Bucks now, and he's an instigator. Right? That's what the dude is. This is what it is, though. And I said it the day it happened, and I think I put it on Twitter. The reason this is such a big deal is, yes, defensively, you're right. It absolutely helps. instigator, loudmouth, don't shut up. Yes, that definitely helps. Fine. But the bigger piece of all of this was, you had a team that was trying to figure out new coaching staff that came in here and tried to run their system. You went and got Pat Beverly, right? And he knows the coaching staff. He played for Doc for how long? So in that podcast that came out with Pat Beverly that day, he's on the phone with the assistant coach going, okay, so we're going to do this, we're going to do that. All right, you want me to run this? You want me to run that? Okay, what about this and what about that? You heard all of it. And you're just sitting there smiling like, okay. Now you got somebody that's actually on this team that knows what the hell Doc wants to do and can help the other players understand what the hell Doc wants to do. The Gallinari thing, it's the same thing. Another guy that knows what to do on offense, what to do on defense. You don't have to try and teach him a new system. He knows it and is able to go out there and play. Now, yes, I know Gallinari has been absolutely void of anything outside of that basket last night. But for the most part, that's another reason why he brought him in. Another vet that knows how to play the game and knows when to make the right pass and so forth. And that's why those are both, I think, big moves and could be even more, you know, critical to the team's success down the stretch. Everybody's getting on Gallinari, and I get it. I get it. He hadn't done anything, right? He's just getting exercise. That's all he's doing. We're up and down the floor. He's done nothing. But who knows? Maybe he hits a corner three to win a game for this team. You know, maybe he has a 12 or a 15-point game off the bench for this Bucks team in a playoff game, and that helps him win a game. Who knows how this thing is going to play out at the end of the day? But what you do know is he knows where to be, when to be there, and knows the right decision to make in the big moment. That's why Doc Rivers went and got him, and I have faith that he will make the right decision in the right moment.
You know what's going to be weird coming up is in the playoffs. So one of the reasons I do like my shift is I'm going to be on when all these playoff games are happening.
Right.
And that's going to be really fun, except for the Bucks. It's going to be really hard to do a show when the Bucks are on. But in those days, you can like listen to me sweat out a game and then right to you in the post game show.
Yeah. And going out and partying on a championship run is not going to happen either, because you're going to be back here in the studio doing your show like a neutral party, or trying to be a neutral party. The other part about it is these games will tip at like, say, 7. You're on at 9. So you're going to go on the air right in the closing moments of a big game in the playoffs. That's going to drive you nuts, too. That is absolutely going to drive. It's not like you're on at 7, can watch the whole game play out in front of you. The game is going to be coming down to the biggest moment of the game, and you're going to be on the air. And then, you know, I don't know, does CBS Sports want you reacting, screaming and yelling as a Bucks fan on the air? Or what's the protocol for something like that?
I don't know. I think we're going to all find out together. Because, it's going to be very tense, especially the way that they won in 2021. Like,
yeah,
that Nets series, if I was on the air during that, not on the air the next day, on the air.
As it's happening, yes.
Because what I do usually at home is stand inches in front of the TV. The shirt comes off for some reason. Pacing. Maybe some self-medication to help.
None of that will apply now. None of it.
Can't do it there.
Nope. And you can't swear. You can't go crazy if something bad happens. It's got to be all under control as much as humanly possible.
I can't say, fuck you, Doc Rivers, you fuck.
Nope. Definitely cannot say that. No, that makes me uncomfortable just hearing you say it right now. Like, I'm concerned this is going to get over the air on SSP currently as I'm running this through the port. So please don't do that again, because that makes me very nervous. You don't know how things work. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. You're right. I probably should have thought of that. Well, good to have you back on the air, man.
Well, thanks everybody that listened and checked us out. Again, I invite you all to call in, man. After every game, I'll be here. Next game, Golden State, Wednesday night. Game's at 9, so I'll probably be on from like 11:30 to 1 a.m. somewhere in that area. And looking forward to it.
Well, if you want to stay on after 1, I'll join you.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Unless you want to go home.
We'll see how it all plays out. We'll see how tired I am at that point.
It is Bucks Warriors. It's a big one. Those are my guys.
Those were guys. They're not guys anymore. That team, that is the most heckle and jive team in the NBA.
If there is, I got 10 bucks on them to win.
Sacramento's too, though, huh?
I got 10 bucks on them to win the West.
I don't know if they're worth a dollar, but that's fine.
I made that bet with our friends at Pays Big.
Oh, good. Very nice. Yeah, very good. Yeah, and thanks to Pottawatomie Sportsbook for being the title sponsor of the show, obviously. That's a huge deal for us to allow us to come back on and do this show. Appreciate all the guys over there for stepping up and helping us out.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'll see you around the building.
That's it. I'm all done. So what are you going to do after I get off? What's next?
I told you, well, do you want to stay? You can stay.
Well, no, I don't have to stay, but I'm just worried. Are you just going to talk to yourself after this? Do you have another guest coming up, or what are you going to do?
Well, people will hop in.
Oh, random dudes just hop in?
The link's on Twitter. People will join, I hope.
And away they go. Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck to you. Have a good one.
All right.
Toodles.
Toodles, Steve. Steve, Sparky Pfeiffer. Thank you to our friends at Happy Place Hemp, happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART for 25% off each and every order. A lot of orders coming in February, so good on you guys to replenish. Make sure that you also do that coming up here with March as you watch the tourney, as you enjoy the better weather, maybe crack open some of those seltzers. They have those available now. You can also get those at Ray's. And the physical location itself. Happy Place Hemp is in Muskego. You can go to the website. You can also go to the building, and they'll say, how do you listen? You'll say, oh, Bart Winkler, into the Winklerverse, or whatever you want to say, or even like say the Tim Shea show or whatever you want to say. They are open. They have later hours now, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays until 7. Also Saturdays from 10 to 2. If you want to get in there and check some things out and talk to Chris or Rob, or they got another guy on staff to help and can answer all your questions. So happyplacehemp.com, promo code is BART, 25% off your orders.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You look like you're just vegging, but I'm going to bring you in here.
Oh, what's up, Bart?
You just watching or do you want to talk?
No. I'll chop it up for a bit because you're always on in the afternoon and I'm usually...
Badger Bloodies, everybody.
What up? Unfortunately, I've been homesick since yesterday. Silver lining, could hop on the podcast. Really digging the janky basement. Do you want to move the camera and show us your leg shackles real quick?
Can I do that?
Did Jigsaw
I'm being told I'm not allowed to do that.
Okay. So
Do I get water by the end of the show? No.
Which eye is the key behind?
So my normal setup's right there.
Oh, okay. There we go. Still, yeah. You're not going to show us the leg shackles. That's okay.
But then I can't because the stupid ring light here. I'm having a hard time. I broke my laptop.
In rage or joy?
No, it was Friday night. I was trying to do some stuff. It was about 7 o'clock. The internet went out on my computer, and for some reason I got so mad, I punched the screen.
I've been there. I've definitely.
But then it got all bad right away. So now I won't punch the company laptop. I won't.
Oh, so you're broadcasting on the company laptop. All right. Well, at least it has that for protection. Hey, I got to say, you should consider going live while you're on the air video wise for these basketball games, because Sparky was just loving putting you in the torture chamber there, just describing this nightmare scenario of you watching your favorite team in playoff basketball.
Well, what I'm hoping to do is, because some of these other CBS shows, and when I do some of the other shows, I go live with video. So what I am hoping to do, and I am very far away from getting it done. Jagar says I need a streaming PC with a mic. I need a home studio.
Yeah, you need what Bill's got. Same sort of deal.
Yeah, and so I've got all this room in my basement, as I've shown you guys several times what it looks like. It's just so full of room.
It's got a lot of potential, though.
But I got to figure out what electric cords to use, where I can plug in Ethernet, what board I need, what mic I need. And I just keep dragging my feet on it because it's such an – you ever have like an overwhelming task?
Yeah.
And it's like it just – you don't know where to start, so you don't really start at all.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But I think you would benefit from having something like that, you know, something a little more spruced up than the old cement walls there.
I mean, the fact that I haven't done – every passing day that I don't do it is more annoying. Like I'm mad at myself. Like this is ridiculous. I have no business.
I mean, you know, I was going to say you could ask some of your coworkers for their input, but I think, I don't know if Sparky knows how equipment works when he's thinking that your cussing is going to get like trigger something on the radio broadcast.
No, he was going through the radio board.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. But I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. I don't think that's how it works.
If they press one button wrong, it works that way.
Okay. No, he's a consummate professional, always covering his ass.
Although someone probably would have told us if we were just talking for 20 minutes on SSP.
Yeah.
While they were trying to listen to the Zach Gelb show, which is currently airing.
That might make for some interesting content. I also thought it was interesting how he just didn't know what was going to happen when he hopped off. Like, clearly you underestimate the Winklerverse, sir.
Well, we got another member, and it's Cone Roller.
Oh, what up, Cone?
Badger Bloody, good to see you as always. Hey,
good to see you, man. It's been a while.
It has been.
What's up with you, Cone?
I loved the post game last night. Watched the Bucks game, took the speaker down to the hotel or the hot tub, listened to Sparky drinking a couple suds, heard Q call in, heard who else called in? I think Tony in Texas called in as well. It was a great game, fun time. Derry Bird going off, hitting 30 footers to basically put the knife in the Clippers' heart. So love to see it.
What did you say?
Derry Bird. That's what they're calling AJ Green.
Oh, Derry Bird.
Apparently, yeah.
I think
was
it's
that on the TV broadcast last there. Night.
I think it's like a X thing.
Oh. Isn't that the big guy from Indiana State? Isn't he Derry Bird?
You're thinking of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah. Shit.
Speaking of the Sycamores, look out for Indiana State come March here because that team can ball.
Are they getting in?
We got a big game tonight.
We do.
Milwaukee Panthers at the K.
Does UGB have that? They have the horizon pretty much locked up, right?
No. People think it's going to be Oakland or Wright State or something.
Mm.
I don't know.
You know this as a Panther podcast.
Yeah, I was reading some Horizon League preview. But the team they play tonight, I think, is 1-27.
Who are they playing tonight?
Detroit.
IUPUI? Oh, okay, Detroit. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Scrubs.
So that's at the K, which I did walk by yesterday on my walk. I took a walk by the Klotchke Center. Would love to go there tonight, but I wish they did play on campus. It's a huge ad when you play on campus. I get that they have the arena, but it ain't the same.
Should they move campus or should they move the arena?
You got to just play at the Klotchke Center.
Fair.
You know, that the Panther Arena. May I say something out of turn?
Is it positive or negative? Because I like Panther Arena. I really do.
That place is I hate that place.
It kind of adds to it, though, kind of having it be a dump.
Like, that place is such a shithole.
That totally adds to it, though.
Because I never, I know it was the Mecca and the Bucks played there, and that one night was cool. But when I was first going there frequently, it was in 2009 when I interned with the Milwaukee Wave for a season. I would drive down to from Fond du Lac to intern. I would do the games, and I would do once a week. I would come and be like, I would like write checks and send letters, and it was the most bitch work I've ever done. I made no inroads with the Wave. I made like no friends. I boosted my career very little. And they did pay me. They pay me $50 a month.
Are you serious?
I got a $50 check every month.
Jeez.
How much was gas to and from Fond du Lac? You were almost paying to work at that point.
I was definitely paying to work.
That's insane.
What were you driving at this point, Bart?
I was driving a Ford Escort.
Okay, so at least like moderately fuel efficient.
Classy.
Of which I named Julie.
Ah, a classy escort named Julie.
Is that the same escort that Gary Wolfel got, involved in?
I believe it's a different verbiage.
Mm.
I believe you're thinking of something else.
My bad.
Of which I don't even know the whole story, but apparently everyone does.
It's public record.
What else is going on, Cone?
Grant Bills is in this neck of the woods. Hopefully can meet up with him later, grab a beer or something.
Yeah.
And
bag on, bag off.
I've hung out with him before. He knows what I look like.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you were there. So you would know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've met Cone.
Good times.
It was good times. I wish I could have stayed longer.
The exclusive club of those who have seen the face of Cone.
Mm-hmm.
Cone, are you going to any of the Final Four stuff? I know that's going on in your neighborhood.
Yeah, Maybe. I'm definitely going if the Badgers make it. Like, no doubt about it. I don't think they would laugh anymore.
Come on.
But honestly, like, going to a basketball game at a football stadium, just I'd rather watch on TV or at a bar or, you know, I don't know.
No, I get it. It is one of
the... As somebody who watches zero of their games, like just absolutely never watches, what happened?
It's honestly like you don't know. It's crazy. Like it's turnovers. Turnovers, I think, is the top issue right now. And
do they even look the same?
Defense, no.
Yeah, how did they have such a strong start to the season? And it's like they have actively gotten so much worse as the season has gone on. Like, does not make any sense. Bad fundamentals. When they have a lead, they blow it. Getting jumped on. Like, I mean, bad teams jumping on them right out of the gate. Like,
don't even show up on road games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it would be one thing if it was a singular issue, but it's a combination of like soft attitude, bad fundamentals, like lack of preparedness, which at some point it does go all the way to the top. And I've been a good boy. I haven't put the Fire Greg Gard profile picture on Twitter. I really wanted to. I swore it off this year, but we're getting, you know, Grant's guard gauge should be squarely in the red. This is not a sustainable course for the program.
I actually agree. And I've been one of the biggest Greg Gard defenders like ever.
Well, they should listen to you. You're a booster, for God's sake.
I think this is the first time that criticism on Greg Gard is actually warranted, though.
Thank you.
So
I don't think there's ever been a coach that's been like more. I mean, we've been trying to fire this guy since he got hired.
That's why the gauge is perfect. Everyone, it's either.
And he's been here since 2017, 16.
Well, yeah, because he was Bo, like one of Bo Ryan's assistants, right? And then the whole maybe Bo was asked to leave a little earlier than he had planned, but he basically set it up saying, okay, I'm going to step down and do this the way you want me to, but Gard's going to be the guy.
2015. He's been the coach since 2015.
Yes.
It was the season right after the Duke loss, like a couple, like 10 games into that year.
And that was a legendary WSSP day, because the next day I had taped an interview with Jeff Janis to play on Chuck and Wicket's show. And it kept getting bumped because Bo Ryan stepped down. So we had to talk about that.
Well, I got to get on a meeting here, gentlemen, but great talking to you. Badger all blood. Right, huge.
Yeah, good to see you. I'm going to slide off and just watch for the rest of the show as well.
All right. Badger Bloodies.
Hey, good to see you guys.
Roller. Those are the names that they choose. This man goes by the name of Q.
That's too bad. Cone dropped off. Hopefully he hears this.
Thank you.
The move, if you're in the city and the Final Four is there, you wait to buy tickets until after like the championship game is decided, because the games comes in a three pack. So you get the first two games for the Final Four and then you get the championship. But the market is flooded with half the people wanting to leave because their team lost. So they just sell their tickets. So like, Cone, just wait till after, like, buy tickets on Sunday and you'll have really cheap tickets for the game on Monday. So that's the move for the Final Four.
You know what we don't talk about enough as a Winklerverse community, and what would have gotten more play had I not been back into the real workforce, is when you went to Vegas by yourself.
I didn't go by myself.
Oh, I thought you went by yourself.
No. I went with a buddy.
Oh. I thought the whole thing was you went by yourself.
No.
Yeah.
I went with a buddy to the, yeah, we went for the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. It was really fun. So Saw some celebrities, and I said it on your national show, but I really think the NFL needs to find a way to get like at least the championship games in Las Vegas every year. I think if they did the games on like a Saturday and a Sunday, it would be
that's a horrible idea. Then you're taking it away from the number one seed.
I think they would make so much money that they could give it to the home teams and it wouldn't matter.
But that's, you want the environment. You want to play in the cold.
I don't know. I think it would be worth it. Like, having been in the city for the Super Bowl, it was just such an amazing environment for the fans that were there. And like, not most people that I talked, I didn't talk to a single person there in like fan gear that was actually going to the game. So they all just like Kansas City fans and San Francisco fans, like they were all just going, and like, because it was Las Vegas and it's kind of a home away from home for a lot of people that are sports fanatics like ourselves. So I don't know. That's my pitch to Roger Goodell and the powers that be, which will never happen. So.
No, as long as you know that. How was the post game show last night?
With Sparky?
Yeah, you got to be on.
Yeah, it was fun. He kind of scolded me because like I talked about Giannis potentially missing time, which he does every year. I forgot that like you're not supposed to say that on the radio for whatever reason. I don't think it's a jinx. It's like a reality that like most NBA players miss time because it's a long season. But it was great to have him back. I hope that more people call in from the Winklerverse. They got a new number. It's 414-677-1250, which I tried to do 799, which I guess is dead. It's a defunct number.
We changed that. That number changed. And then 2 weeks later, the format changed.
Oh, really?
So for 2 weeks, we had to promote it, and then it went away.
Why did you guys change it?
I don't know. They got new phone lines in the building and they couldn't keep whatever. I don't know.
It's probably a cost saving measure if I had to guess.
I don't know. I mean, 799-1250 is so iconic.
I mean, it must be more expensive, and they decided to change the number knowing that you guys were going to be let go. Like, I'm sure that those.
No. So I have a solution for this.
What's the problem?
Look at the wall. It looks like shit.
Oh, that's a pretty clean wall.
It is a clean wall, but I have a solution. Can you give me 12 seconds? Can you just talk about the Bucks or something?
Sure. The Bucks won last night.
How about Doc Rivers? Pretty good.
Yeah, Doc has been amazing. I think Pat Bev has been the man. I think he's a coach on the floor. Big West Coast trip coming up, heading to Golden State. I think, aren't they
Wednesday,
in?
Yeah, my dog.
On Wednesday, are you gonna fly out? See your bro.
To. I've seen the Bucks play there, but have I? No, I saw them play the Celtics.
What are we taping?
We need a backdrop.
Where are, like, what? Why are you in a different location than normal?
Because there's my wall.
Mm-hmm.
I broke my laptop.
Oh, that's right. I saw your screen. Oh, cool. The old flag.
Get the flag back.
Huh? I don't have good luck with cinder blocks and tape. So hopefully you have better luck than me.
This is a real on the fly situation.
Yeah. Good thing you're a national guy now. Otherwise you would take some crap for this.
There. I got some hooks.
Oh, perfect. So did you watch the game? Did you give your takes on the game already?
I watched as much of the game as I could. This actually looks worse.
No, I like that. It's very on brand.
The problem was, and a lot of people had this problem, which is kind of interesting, is as much as Bally Sports sucks, WMLW is not available on some of these services. Like YouTube TV, I saw, but They were bailed out because Kevin Holden was on Telemundo, but that's only one game. So WMLW, the way that I've been watching Bally, because my Bally, you got to sign in or whatever, is I have DirecTV. So I sign into my DirecTV app and Bally's streaming. But WMLW does not stream. And I couldn't watch it on TV because when the Bucks play, I can't use the studio because Sparky uses it.
Yeah.
So I don't have a TV. So I have to go into a production studio, which is fine because I can stream, but I can't stream WMLW. So WMLW, as great as it is, and I know the W means Milwaukee.
So
doesn't work.
How, like, I hope Sparky doesn't get offended by this, but like, how does he get to bump you from the studio when you like have a national show? Like, and then he has like there was probably like 250 people that listened to last night's
post. Oh, there's how that's a there's no way more than that.
Well, I mean,
radio's not like YouTube where you can see the little number.
I'm just saying your audience like is.
Well, so I can do my show anywhere on earth as long as I have a connection.
Okay.
He needs that studio. Otherwise, he can't do the show.
Oh, okay.
So there's a different room I can. That's why I want to do it in my basement. I would then set up a camera. I'd be on YouTube every night. Is what I want, but I'm like waiting for some white knight to come ride a horse in here and say, Bart, this is exactly what you need. Poof, here you go. Instead, I realize I have to do all the work and it's hard.
Have you thought about doing like a tiki bar in your backyard to like do streams from for the show?
Well, we did get a new patio. And so I could theoretically have the space to set up some sort of bar, tiki or otherwise.
I think it's a really good idea. I think it's revolutionary. Nobody's done it before. So that'd be
we did the patio. We put in a patio. And then we redid our driveway, which meant we had to also redo the patio.
Oh, no.
Not all of it, but some of it to level it.
Mm.
So that cost us money because we did it the wrong way.
Concrete. Concrete's it's a pricey business.
Mike wants to know if I will come on his Cubs podcast, Bums in the Bleachers, when the Cubs play the Brewers. Yeah, yes, I will. Sure. Mike. Long time mutual with Mike. I'd be happy to come on.
I wonder if old Craig will come up.
I would think it'd be a lot centered on Craig. How are my boys in Brew doing today? Hashtag Grant. 4-0 lead over the Padres.
Nice.
On a very possibly similar to opening day lineup, they no Yelich today, but they got Frelick, Contreras, Adames, Hoskins, Jake Bowers, forgot we had him, Churio, Terang, Ortiz, and then Perkins.
How has Churio been doing?
He's hitting .238. I don't know. It doesn't really give you game stats for spring training.
Do you know what number he is?
What's he wearing today?
Yeah.
Because of the whole Pat Murphy thing?
Well, I guess I am the most casual Brewers fan ever.
Grant, what number is Churio wearing today? Grant's at spring training. He says, Wade Miley was amped to throw a session today, said anything less than 95 and he's quitting. Yeah. What, Celsius? Are we on Celsius scale?
Friend of show, Wade Miley. That's what Grant would say.
Oh, yeah, friend of Grant show. I never talked to Wade. I wasn't in the club in those days. I talked to Brandon Woodruff. I said, people think that we look alike because of our beards. And he goes, no, we don't.
He's tall. He's tall. I ran into him at a parking lot in the third ward, and he's taller than I expected.
Oh, really? What was he doing?
I think he was like getting his kid from his wife. Like, it was like a child exchange.
Oh.
So.
Wow. Pretty riveting shit.
But he was just tall. I was just like, whoa, there he is. So.
Do you want to, I titled this NFL Combine. I'm not talking about that really, nothing to say. In terms of Packers, spring training just covered that. Bucks win streak covered that. So what's interesting in the East right now is everybody's getting hurt. Giannis was hurt. Donovan Mitchell's hurt. Jalen Brunson's hurt. If we look at the standings as of today, you know, we're battling for that 2 seed. Celtics just on a runaway. And it's funny, I read an article that talked about how the Celtics are dominating. Nowhere does it say how they got their ass kicked by the Bucks, but they are dominating. They've won 11 in a row. If the Bucks stay the 2 seed, you're looking at a 2-7 matchup. And right now that would be between the winner of the Heat and the Pacers. I don't think that the Bucks have any problem with the Heat this time around. The Pacers have had our number in the regular season, but I think that's a team that they're acting like they won. They lose an in-season tournament game, a game that doesn't matter. That game against the Bucks that they beat us, they like really thought they won something after that.
I think the Pacers are the 2020 version of the Memphis Grizzlies from last year, where the entire season they just act like they crown themselves and then just shit the bed in the playoffs. So I'm not worried at all about the Pacers.
They do a lot of talking.
The Heat are, I mean, we swept them in 2021. On our way to the finals. So I guess like I would love to have that first round matchup, but I will never write them off because they have one of the best coaches in the league. And like at this time last year, we would have been shit talking them too. And then Jimmy Butler decides he's Michael Jordan in the playoffs and just took us belt to ass before we knew what that was. So, but we've got Pat Bev and Doc Rivers is, he looks like a top five coach in the league right now. It's just the regular season. So hopefully he can continue this Doc magic and teams don't figure us out. But I think what's nice is there's not going to be a ton of tape on us, and we change things up on defense like throughout the game. So there's not like going to be a playbook to beat the Bucks. And the offense is still evolving. So I think like, although this is a unique timeline, one that will never be won't likely be followed, like meaning like changing a coach midseason. Like, I think it's going to play to our advantage where we're figuring out who we are as a team, so no one else is going to be able to figure out who we are. Yeah,
we don't even know.
Yeah, so, but, like, the idea of seeding, I don't really care. Like, I want the 2 seed, but as long as we're the 3 seed and we can avoid the Celtics until the Eastern Conference Finals, like, I'm cool with that. And I think, like, the Bucks have been pretty healthy this year outside of like Chris's ramp up and then his sprain and now this Achilles thing with Giannis. But like, I feel like the Celtics have been pretty healthy as well. So it'll be interesting to see how everybody's bodies hold up. But I guess the Celtics, because they are running away with it, they will have the luxury of being able to rest guys. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think some of the stuff you said about Doc, like the big difference between, even if it's not philosophical, but the big difference that you see with Adrian Griffin and then Doc Rivers is they obviously respect Doc Rivers. And they don't respect Adrian Griffin. And that would have been something that, like, the rookie head coach thing. And I didn't necessarily want Nick Nurse. But the guy's been, you know, he's done something. Adrian Griffin hadn't done anything. And then he comes here and, you know, the Bucks, they want things to be not even rigid, just defined. They want to know what is up. They don't want to learn on the job with the guy. I don't know that they have the time to do that. Again, maybe that was never a good hire from the start. He had a good record, but clearly he got fired. And it's kind of interesting why, with all the moves that I think that Horst has done, like, I don't think trading for Pat Bev was just because you want a better point guard than campaign. I think he saw that the intangibles were there, and he saw, like, they could use that kind of locker room ingredient. So looking back, it is kind of surprising why Horst was so willing to let a rookie head coach ride when and they say, oh, that got Giannis to sign here. I don't know about that.
I mean, I think between the Dame trade and letting him handpick the head coach, like, it kind of forced Giannis's hand to sign. Like, I don't know if there was a handshake agreement behind the scenes. But I guess I will always tie those two moves together. It, as far as Doc Rivers goes, I mean, would you say that he's written a prescription for this team?
That's a wrap on cue, everybody.
But for real, I think you're right that this team lacked direction, they lacked identity, and they're all vets. And having any direction and just like a set path to follow is going to help them. And I think Adrian Griffin, if he was here, he would say he tried to do too much too soon. And when you're just starting out in a new job, you kind of got to tread lightly and see who the different personalities are and figure out what makes them tick before you, like, just start
in charge of them
going crazy and making big changes, like deciding to throw out Bud's very successful defense that had worked for years, especially in the regular season. So I don't know, I guess, I mean, we took the L's on Griff a long time ago, but I'm just feel very thankful and grateful that they made such a big bet on Doc Rivers and that it seems like it's paying off. So,
well, it's nice also that they're playing basketball and the 2-week media tour of everybody being sad is over. Like, wondering, I don't even know why, I didn't even want the job. Well, why'd they hire me? I don't know.
Do you have plans to go to any more games soon? Bucks games?
I don't think so. And I mean, I'm not going to go. I got to take off if I want to go during the week.
Yeah.
I wish there was a weekday. Well, I want a weekend game. I want to bring my kid to a game.
Sunday against the Suns. It's a noon game.
I know, but we're out of town that weekend.
Ah.
Otherwise, I totally would, because I turn the game on all the time, and he's always like, I want to go. Now, I don't think he'd, like, watch the game, but I just want to take him there.
I feel first-round playoff tickets are usually reasonable. If you wait till the
second. I'm not taking my kid to a playoff game.
I mean, he'll love it. It'll change his life.
I'm going to go to a bunch of Brewer games with him. And I'm just going to treat it like going to the park. He's not going to sit down and score a baseball game. He's 4.5.
I feel like,
but I want him to have memories of being there, the smells, you know, the shitty play area where he can do a 40-yard sprint and go down the most jankety ass slide. That's what I want.
Are you guys, visions of tailgating? Are you going to get Matt in the Falls to come and man the grill for you?
With me and my kid?
Yeah.
I could. I didn't eat enough that day. That's a big regret. I didn't eat enough. I only had one brat.
We were just socializing.
Yeah.
That was like a highlight of the summer last year. I hope we can find a time this year to do it again.
I think we can do it again.
And then we'll get Shep to come. And Marco.
Then I mean, I would have to like fly them out.
I'll do it.
I would do like a Saturday game.
With the Winklerverse?
But it's hard to get that spot, I think.
Yeah.
I'd have to pony up more money for more parking spots because we kind of just like they charge you for the spots and we ended up having a lot more spots because it was so fucking hot. We just kind of took them. I had a 6-square grid and we ended up having like 30 squares.
So it worked out perfectly. I guess you kind of just like set up extra tents, huh?
Yeah. Well, John and Franklin came right away and he was just like, fuck it. I'm parking right next to you guys. That was huge. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to get ready and get my kid off to swimming. So I'm going to sign off for the day.
All right, Bart. Nice catching up with you.
Good to see you, Q. I'll hear you on Sparky's post game, which is back Wednesday night after Bucks Warriors. I'll be on the air during the game and I'll be on the air tonight. So we've established that the Bucks are fun. The post game show is back. I just have to work out of a different room. No one cares. I have to fix this situation immediately. Hopefully this lights a fire under me because this is no way to. I mean, this is basement podcasting. This is the kind of shit that they made fun of me for at a different station. Those jerks. All right, we'll be out later this week as well, barring any unforeseen circumstances, and we'll talk to you soon. Always a pleasure. You can leave voicemails, remember, on the Carl's Place voicemail line, 402-915-BART, 402-915-2278, and appreciate any ounce of your time, effort, or attention that you give this fledging podcast. Lots to talk about in Wisconsin. And I do. I bring stuff up, but I can't get into the weeds about like Jake Bowers, Jackson Churio's number, Pat Bev trade. I do have a Celtics guy on tonight. That'll be. I'm going to say, I love the Bucks. I'm always saying the Celtics are like the Niners. They got to win sometime, don't they? Is this the year? If it's not this year, when is it? What is the year, I say? Someone said last night, I don't have a Wisconsin accent. He thinks I'm faking, and I'm actually from New Jersey. Yeah, people will call and say anything. All right, as Sparky would say, toodles.